This program is brought to you by PrideNZ.com.
How would you describe your identity?
Lesbian.
Would you say that you fit into any kind of like sub categories or like cultures within that, or do many people that you know?
Do you mean like femme, butch? I don't know. I don't really agree with those categories. I think it's, you don't really judge straight people like that.
Mm-hmm. Do you think the way that we've looked at our sexual orientation and gender, especially in terms of language, has changed much?
I think that labels have definitely, they're starting to be less important. Like, a lot of people I know are just happier saying queer than, like, gay, bi, whatever.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know, I think it's more like people are more free to have whatever experiences they want. Like, more gay people feel safe, like, having straight experiences, and, you know, vice versa, like, straight people not experimenting, but having experiences. And then, I don't know, people are just more open to accepting that it's fluid, I think.
When did you first become aware that your sexual orientation was lesbian?
I grew up in Invercargill, which is very rural, very conservative as a whole. So it took quite a while. I denied it for quite some time. It was more when I was about like 15 or 16, kind of like hormonal teenager, that it became incredibly obvious. But even then, I guess I was confused because everything around me was so heteronormative that I was convinced that I was still into guys, so that took a while to like work through. I was just convinced that I was definitely into guys for the longest time.
Do you remember seeing any kind of like messages from society or people around you about queer identities?
At my first high school, a lot of people used to be really anti-gay, like say the usual things, like it's Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. I don't know, just lots of really cringeworthy things like that. And I went to an all-girls school in Invercargill, so I don't know, there was a lot of like gay jokes and stuff, like, she's a lesbian, ha ha ha, and like that, like a little area of seats that they called like the lesbian pit because no one wanted to sit there. Yeah, so that was pretty much all I heard about queer people for a while.
What happened when you figured out that you were into girls?
It was a little problematic. Like, I kind of tried to fight it a little bit. And then when I was sixth form, I changed high schools and I kind of went to a more liberal high school, I guess. I don't know, I just had like a lot of different people. So, I don't know. Not everyone there was really negative. Most people were just really chill, like, didn't have a problem with most things. So, and it gave me more room to kind of work out my identity, I guess.
Did you have, like, a coming out narrative?
I don't know. I was pretty sneaky about it. I just came out so gradually because I just didn't want it to be a big deal. But I definitely, because of where I was living, because I lived way out in the country, about like 45 minutes out from Invercargill, I knew that I couldn't come out to my parents because I didn't really have anywhere else to go. Don't have any relatives in the area. I don't know, it seems a bit much to put that on my friends, to like have to stay with them. So I came out to my friends really gradually and then waited until I was at university to tell my parents.
How did that go?
Really, really, really badly. yeah, like, kind of the classic story of telling, like, conservative, homophobic parents that you're gay, like, had all the classic reactions, like, my mum cried quite a bit, my dad didn't look at me for 3 months, didn't talk to me, they threatened to cut me off. So that'd be really hard for me to manage staying at uni because I didn't have a job or anything at the time. I was kind of like supplementing what I was getting from the government and like StudyLink with money from them. So that was kind of tricky. And then they calmed down, but I don't know, I used to get like homophobic texts from them all the time. They told me that I was mentally ill and I needed to get checked out. My mum cried because she thought I was going to hell because they're like Catholic. I don't know, they seemed pretty chill about their religion until I came out to them. I don't know. I guess it was really hard for them because they're from a very conservative Catholic farming blokey background, so everything they'd ever known was like shaped towards this is bad.
Mm-hmm. How did that, those kind of reactions feel?
I was under a lot of pressure because I was doing my hardest year of my law degree at the time, and I actually ended up suffering from anxiety, having panic attacks that were pretty bad. So I ended up going to counselling for a bit, but I don't know, the more it kind of died down and the more I kind of dealt with it in counselling, the better it was.
And are they a bit more supportive now, or is it still pretty hard?
We just don't talk about it. Yeah. I mean, I get a few homophobic jabs from them sometimes, so it kind of makes it tricky to go home for more than 2 weeks at a time.
Do you think it's harder to be queer in the South Island?
Definitely. I guess because there's not any real queer role models. Like, growing up, I think I heard of, like, maybe one gay couple in the community that owned, like, a cafe or something. But that was it. There was no one openly gay around. Even, like, the really obviously gay people at high school didn't come out because they were too afraid. And, like, there's always stories that you hear, like, I heard a story about a lesbian couple that got married and then their house got burnt down. And, like, ridiculous things like that. So I think it's better now because I've heard that there's, like, openly gay couples at the girls-only high school I went to now. So obviously getting better. But I don't know. They say that the South Island is, like, 30 years behind the North Island, so there's that.
What's it like being kind of transitioning from rural Invercargill to Dunedin and going to university and being out?
So good. so good. I guess because Dunedin is such a concentration of, like, students, you don't really have as many, like, old mentalities around the place. But that being said, there's still a lot of homophobia kind of, like, in the shadows, I guess, like, this guy that I know got beaten up by 10 guys and put in hospital. Two of my straight male friends were walking home one night and got beaten up because people thought that they were a gay couple. I've been, like, verbally assaulted on my way home from town, like, this guy just screaming ridiculous abuse. But apart from those small isolated incidences, it's a lot better, I think. Like, I had a girlfriend earlier in the year and I didn't feel that scared, like, holding hands with her or anything. But yeah, obviously a few looks, it's Dunedin.
Are you involved much with the queer community here or at university?
I'm pretty heavily involved. I'm on the committee for UniQ, the queer group on campus that's run through, like, one of the university clubs and societies things. So that's cool. We just organise, like, weekly queer hangouts and, like, monthly or every 2 months, like, have parties and stuff. That's cool.
Is it important to you to kind of have a sense of, like, community and belonging?
Definitely. Because I think, especially if you come from, like, a kind of conservative, not very queer-friendly community, you're automatically kind of reluctant when you go to a new place. Like, you're not sure who's safe to talk to, who's going to be cool with it, who's going to be a bit of a dick. So it's nice, like, having a weekly thing where I don't have to explain myself. I don't have to, like, worry about someone saying something really annoying. I don't know. I think it keeps me sane.
Have you seen, like, Facebook and social media playing a part in how youth in New Zealand are, like, connecting or finding information, building communities?
Yeah, definitely. Like, there seems to be a lot of Facebook groups cropping up, like, even from Invercargill, there's a few. I mean, they're really small, but obviously it's important to the people there because they feel so isolated. And I know on, like, the Dunedin queer pages that I'm a member of, you see, like, all these silent little additions that don't go to anything and, you know, don't say anything on any posts, but it obviously means a lot to them, like, being a part of it in some way.
How do you feel about the way that queer and trans people are represented in the media?
Kind of frustrating. There's not really enough representation, I think. Like, when you do see queer characters, it's always, like, middle-class, white, gay male. Never that many queer female characters, unless it's, like, a rating stunt or, like, a big scandal or, you know. And then if it's, like, a queer female who's interested in guys as well, I often say, like, oh, she's straight again now. It's like, well, you're kind of erasing her whole past.
Have you seen any characters or storylines that you can relate to?
I like Orange is the New Black. That was refreshing because they don't really sensationalize the queer characters, but I don't know, they still deal with it at the same time, if that makes sense.
Do you see lots of stereotyping of queer characters in the media?
Yes, oh my god, yes. Everyone is just a caricature through the media. Drives me insane. Like, especially talking to some of my straight friends who haven't had much to do with queer people, when they tell me what they think gay people are like, it's always just like a stereotype. Like, how many times have I heard someone say that all gay guys are fabulous and like effeminate and super fashionable, and it's not the case at all? And then they think that all like lesbians are really frumpy and masculine and tough.
Have you been involved much or followed kind of any of the like politics around any queer and trans stuff in New Zealand, or have you been involved in any activism?
Not like active at all, I'd say, but I don't know, we definitely had like a celebration for the marriage equality thing here, through like the queer groups here. We all kind of banded together and had a big drunk celebration.
How did you feel about the bill passing?
Pretty good, actually. It came at a really good time for me because it was like when my parents were at a really crucial time with dealing with it. And when I visited home, I'd see them like secretly watching it on the news. And I think that it was really good for like a government to take a stand and say that, you know, it's not wrong. People deserve basic rights. Everything's equal. I don't know. It was good.
What do you think are some of the issues that we're still, our community's still facing here?
I don't think that there's enough role models for queer people. I mean, in my hometown, like, the queer people I did hear about were usually, like, I don't know, I don't want to be mean, but they were usually, like, kind of losers that, like, their life was a mess. They were just messing things up left and right, and they weren't going to like be very happy, and you just saw them like in this horrible little spiral. Yeah, I think definitely more role models. Like, I don't know if you ask like any queer person if they could even list like 10 strong role models that are queer, you'd be struggling.
Where do you hope that we might be in like 10 years time?
In 10 years time, I hope that it's not like a huge deal to be queer. Like, I would hope that it would be chill enough that people don't even feel the need to comment on it. Like, I'm just sick of being introduced to people like, oh, she's gay. You definitely don't go like, oh, this is my friend, she's black. It's just, I don't know, it's frustrating. And yeah, I hope that there would be more accurate portrayals of queer people in the media and more queer characters on TV and in movies and more role models.
Have there been any role models for you?
Last year, the law department at Otago brought a gay judge to visit, which is pretty cool because, I don't know, especially like going into a professional area, you don't hear of many queer people. I mean, obviously there's probably like billions of queer lawyers, but I don't know, I just didn't really think about it. Like when I went to a CV workshop, they told me to keep my CV very conservative and aim for like a conservative audience. So it was nice to meet like a queer judge who talked about his experience, like, because he's pretty old, obviously, judges are old. But he said how he had to keep closeted for a long time. But now that he's out, I don't know, it was just nice hearing about queer people in the profession I'm going into.
What are your hopes for your future?
Get an awesome wife, get an awesome job, have kids.
Cool. Have you thought much about how you would like go about having kids? Challenges that we face?
I don't know. I guess I'm only like 22. I haven't really sussed out the details in my mind.
If you could give a message to like young people struggling with their sexuality in kind of rural New Zealand, what would it be?
That there's probably a heap of other queer people around you, but they're not open about it either. I know that for me, I felt like I was the only one, but now that, I don't know, a lot of time has passed, I can see that I was actually surrounded by a lot of other queer people, and a lot of people that I thought wouldn't be so supportive turned out to be like the most supportive friends that I've had about it. And I don't know, if it's like, if things are tough, you're always going to hear from like the queer community, it gets better, which is the most frustrating thing to hear at the time because it's such a cliche now, but it actually does.
What do you think you would have, what might have helped you at that kind of that time and age, like living with your parents? And
It would have helped me if I'd felt safer to branch out to people around me, because I was so afraid of like talking to people I didn't know, who would be okay with it, who wouldn't.
And to finish off, what's your favourite thing about being a queer young person in New Zealand?
I don't know, I just love like all of the queer people that I've met, like through the community. It's a lot of fun. And it's nice just being able to talk to people around me who share the same experiences. It's kind of nice being like unique in some way.